This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN, which tonight is delivered by DoorDash. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it free for 30 days. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
They can have a new quarterback.
Good evening to Don.
You're a big boxing guy, right?
I hate boxing.
That was a prejudice I have, where I just assume every old person.
I knew that was happening. I knew you just pictured him being like
Giuseppe DeMelfi.
I'll tell you what. The elderly are not your friends, Don. They leave you hanging in terms of a high five, and then he just took you out at the knees.
How about this? I see that ending up in the nether region.
It could.
It could be Don, or it could be nether region. Well, I'll tell you right now. Can I hear that one more time, Anthony?
You're a big boxing guy, right?
I hate boxing.
And good evening to myself.
I don't think that makes the region at all.
I am very nice to strangers. And if we can, let's say good evening to Edith, right?
Do you think Peter's a good-looking guy?
Oh!
Now, after looking at the Jarv video, Peter, do you have a better understanding of Rick's joke?
Jarv posted a video?
Be nice to Peter.
We've been told by our esteemed leader, stop.
Well, I'm just going to look.
Look at the video. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, come on.
But there are people listening in, Don.
Yeah, and that's what I assumed. You know what the truth is, guys? I didn't think it was that funny. That's all.
So now it goes from ignorance to being a critic.
Well, that's where the ignorance comes from, because to me it's just like, if the image you're putting together for the joke doesn't work for me, I don't find it funny. I just didn't find it funny. Did I at some point have an idea of what he's probably suggesting? Sure. It just didn't work for me.
Okay.
And also, you know what I think, Don? I think Rick has reached a point of outright lying. Like, are you really telling me that they're watching the show and Cassie, his wife, or you would think a seemingly sane and I wouldn't think visually impaired person would just say, oh my God, Edith's crazy. Michael's so damn hot. Is that what happens?
No, I think Rick is deflecting because I believe that she believes you're hot.
No, I don't think that's the truth. But let's be honest, Peter. You think it's that outrageous that a woman who's beautiful like Cassie would think I'm better looking than you?
Yes.
You really think that, Don?
Hold on. How old is Cassie?
She's got to be early 30s.
Yeah, that's the point. Why would somebody in their early 30s find you more attractive than Peter?
Because I'm more attractive than Peter.
But you're not. You are objectively not. Like, we have to stop. No, you are not.
I am.
No.
I've got it all. You don't.
No, you're not.
I have it all. You do not.
You've had enough, and you're fighting back and letting your truth come out, which is good, because there were times when you were lying and you were saying, oh, I know, I'm hideous.
No. And for the general population, I'm hideous. Compared to you,
But that's not true. But what I'm saying is that's objectively false.
No, it is objectively true.
It's not objectively true.
You're not that good looking.
I didn't say that. Propaganda.
You're not that good looking.
I didn't say I'm that good looking. But for a young woman to say when she's imagining her type, she prefers. So, okay, fine. Let's call us both in the realm of average to below average. Okay? Let's say that. I don't believe that to be true, but let's say that is true. So she's still going with the man 30 years her senior who's also below average.
But I don't see why there's a problem. I'm just a better looking dude overall than you.
But that's not true.
It is.
No, it's not true.
Do you want me to break it down for the people?
It's just not true.
I'm taller.
Your head is gigantic.
I've got hair.
Your head is gigantic.
People think you have a little round eraser head.
People think the Bob's Big Boy logo was animated and walked away from the restaurant.
So you shop in the Garanimal shop. I mean, what's the difference? I could hurl insults too.
But you're being unreasonable now.
No, I'm not.
you're being unreasonable. You know, Don knows what I'm saying. He agreed.
He's doing it for the show. He knows I'm better looking.
Do you know how, listen, honestly, and we should move on. But
because it's getting sad.
You know how hot you have to be for a woman 30 years younger than you to find you attractive?
That's the only point.
Why would Cassie lie?
Because Rick's lying. I don't think Cassie's lying. I think Rick's lying.
No, Rick's not lying.
Whatever's good for the show, because that's the one thing I respect about Rick. Anything for good radio.
Well, but the bigger lie from Rick is, Don, here's the reason I won't believe anything any of these people say. Week after week, I'm showing up with picks like Steph Curry. I'm a splash brother. You fumble through picks every week. He goes, Michael, beautiful, perfect picks. What are we looking at? There's a scoreboard that literally shows it. Here telling me he sincerely felt that way? He was like, oh, yeah, the Bengals. That's a gorgeous pick. Really? Did you hear the stat Don just gave on the Ravens? Come on. I'm done with the abuse. I'm done with it.
So am I. Glad it's the
weekend. Be nice to Peter.
One of us might not be here on Monday.
You know what it is? You know, I'll tell you what it really is if you want to know the real truth, Mike, Don. He was upset by Edith.
Yeah, Edith ranked.
Edith ranked.
Can you ask me the question that Scott asked you, please?
Do you like Peter?
No, I don't. He's a jerk.
Well, you're the one who made it a whole thing. All I was saying is I thought the Cassie thing was a bit much. That's all. Then you had to make it all, I'm better looking than you.
Because that's exactly what you're – imagine you're questioning a woman's taste. I didn't question Edith's taste.
I think cataracts
might have come into play, but the bottom line is Cassie thinks I'm better looking. I don't think that's outrageous.
I'm just saying for Cassie to be a 34-year-old woman who when Edith says, oh, Peter's a handsome man, she goes, no way. It's all Michael. To me, I find that odd. Or you know what? Maybe it's not odd. Maybe Rick and Cassie sit around fantasizing about you together. I don't know.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys, there's only one thing to do to make this better because things have gotten tense and I'm uncomfortable with it. And that is go over this week's NFL announcing schedule. Let's start out Sunday, 1 o'clock, a game that we will be dialed into on this show. Cincinnati at Baltimore. It's moving day between Michael and Don. And when there's a game that big, there's only one man for the task. His name is Kevin Harlan.
Yeah. Some guy with a bra.
All right. Kevin Harlan, of course, will be joined by the great Trent Green and Melanie Collins. 1 p.m., you won't be able to watch it in this market. However, on Fox, another big game in this group, the Washington football team at the Green Bay Packers with Joe Davis on the call. He'll be joined by Greg Olsen.
James Harrison one time in the middle of the game hit me so hard under the throat that I threw up in the middle of the play in my mouth and I had to swallow it.
And Pam Oliver.
Hey now.
Thank you, Pam. Atlanta at Miami, 1 p.m. on Fox. Chris Myers on the call.
Hi, I'm Chris Myers.
He'll be joined by Daryl Moose Johnston and Jen Hale. CBS, 1 p.m., the game you will be watching here locally in the tri-state. The New York Jets trying to get by young Mac Jones and Bill Belichick and his New England Patriots. They're 7-point favorites. Michael and I both like the Pats, actually. Andrew Catalan on the call.
Going up high and bringing it down for six.
He'll be joined by James Lofton and Amanda Bilonis. Also at 1 p.m. and in this very same market on Fox, you will watch the Carolina Panthers, Sam Darnold, and Matt Rhule come into town to take on Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. Adam Amin on the call.
Now stands erect.
That's exactly right. Also, Mark Schlereth.
Lick my fingers and touch it.
Thank you. Sorry. Excuse me. The dogs feel very
strongly.
When
you listen to Slareth do a game, he kind of sounds a little like Buttle.
I think the exact same thing. I think Slareth has some Buttle in him.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, speak on the sidelines. CBS, 1 p.m., Kansas City at 10 a C. Mm. Ian Eagle on the call.
That's gotten ugly.
Joined by Charles Davis. And wait for it. This is your Evan Washburn special.
The lobby is bustling. There is an energy here.
Now, Don, this line's interesting. Kansas City is a 4.5-point favorite at Tennessee. Now, I watched Kansas City last week at Washington. They were bad. I mean, they won that game because Washington was terrible. But Kansas City's not been good. Tennessee, of course, looked unstoppable, though they're now down an offensive lineman this game who was concussed. But do you think that Vegas is just saying by Kansas City being favored by 4.5, this is a huge letdown spot for the Titans?
Yeah, or a short week, one of the two.
Now, Michael, I know you were kissing up to your friend Rick, but do you really love the Kansas City pick?
That's right.
I know, but I don't think you mean that.
It is a short week.
Is that the whole thing, though? 4.5 points?
Kansas City's better, too.
I don't see Kansas City stopping Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds all day long.
Well,
I just can't see it.
You know what? I can't argue with you. You're all-knowing and good-looking, so you were probably right.
Oh, boy.
You know what it is? I realized, Don, it's a combination of things, too, that's led to this blow-up that we've now had.
Mm-hmm.
It's Edith. And it's also the picks have started to add up over the course of the season.
This is why, and Michael just hates Fridays because of it. And I'll tell you what, this segment of ENN doesn't help.
No. The Detroit Lions are heading to Los Angeles to take on the Rams at 4:05 on Fox. Kevin Kugler on the call. He'll be joined by the great Mark Sanchez.
I'm not married. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have kids. I just want to play ball and I want to win.
And Laura Oakman on the sidelines, which takes us to Vegas, a game that I will be locked in on, my 3-point pick. The Philadelphia Eagles at the Raiders, 4:05 on Fox. The man, Kenny Albert, on the call.
Then I usually play ping pong. I've been doing that for the last week or so.
He'll be joined by Jonathan Vilma and Lindsey Zarniak. Houston, Arizona, a 17.5-point line for Kyler Murray and the Cards at home. It's at 4:25 on CBS, and it's Gumbel to Gumbel time, baby. Greg
now,
Gumbel.
SportsCenter with Greg Gumbel.
He'll be joined by Adam Archuleta.
Adam Golden Archuleta.
And A.J. Ross, which takes us to Tampa, Chicago, the Bears at the Bucks, 4:25. And you know what they do when Tom Brady's around? They sure give him Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
And Tony Romo.
And
Tracy Wolfson, which takes us to the Sunday Nighter at 8:20. Oof, ugly Sunday Nighter, guys. Indy at San Francisco. Al Michaels on the call.
He did what?
Joined by Chris Collinsworth.
Here's a guy.
And Michelle Tafoya, the Monday Nighter, of course. New Orleans at Seattle. Steve Levy on the call.
I think my colleagues like me.
He'll be joined by Brian Greasy.
Bob Ross likes to paint. I think it might be a draw.
His sound-alikey, Louis Riddick. That'll do it for ENN. Brought to you by DoorDash. Imagine a world where you didn't have to pay delivery fees. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it for free for 30 days. And, of course, a thank you to Geico, the real value car insurance. Not how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years.
See you, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.